What's up? It's Dylan, Surge 105, day three of Halifax Music Fest. We have the Killers on the way. We have Always on the way. We have Said the Whale. And we have Lights, and we are in Lights' trailer right now. Lights is directly across from me here at this table that we both were putting our elbows on. It just went down. It just slid down.
So good to be here.
Welcome back to Halifax.
Thank you.
I think if I read correctly, first time in a couple of years, I think you're with Arkells last time you're here.
Yes, exactly. Feels like yesterday.
So our memories are working kind of good here.
Yeah, at least we have the facts straight. I haven't been here since, but I loved that show. That was so fun.
And what a great band. What a great group of guys, right?
Oh, yeah. We go way back. We're good friends. So I love when they let me jump on their gigs. And it was really fun. We had just gotten back from a UK run right after that with them as well, so we were all just like so tight on like doing our shows together and just having the best time. And I couldn't believe the crowd reaction when I played. There was a lot of support and a lot of love, and I hadn't been out here in a long time at that point. And I told my team, I was like, we need to come back here a lot more.
And now you're at Halifax Music Fest day three. Two amazing days here, but closing out day three, we were just talking about the weather. You're already like a Maritimer practically talking about the weather.
Know a lot of climate facts.
It's a little cloudy today. The rain is letting up, though, so by the time you're on stage around 6:45, should be all good to go. But Halifax Music Fest, a new festival here, and the vibes have been great here. So what does it mean to you to come back here, but not just play like a hall? It's a big outdoor festival.
It's a big outdoor festival. It's with a band I love, a bunch of bands I really love. I'm like honored to be on this bill. And I'm excited. I think there's like such a cool music community out here. There's a lot of support and love. It's hard to get out here, especially, most tours run through Canada and don't end up on the East Coast. And it makes me so sad.
I know.
I don't understand that. I think it's never really made a ton of sense to me. But anytime I get a chance to come out, I do, because the music love is great and the community is awesome. And the crowds are excited because it's not that common for a lot of tourists to roll through.
Well, it's the first time the Killers have been here.
Is that true?
First, they've only been to PEI in the Maritimes.
Wow, that's crazy.
Nickelback, first time in almost 20 years.
What the heck?
At the same very spot.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Talk to the promoters, I guess.
I know. What the heck?
Whoever's booking, I don't know.
Well, we're here, and I'm happy, and I love it.
And you've got a new album out, right?
Yes. A6 came out in May. And it's kind of crazy. Like, it's barely been a couple months right now, but the new stuff has been received really well. It's really freaking fun to play live. And it's been shown a lot of support, and I'm really excited to bring it out here.
With that new album, you go back to the old stuff. My friend Riley here has been listening to you for... Riley and I are both 31, so about half our lives here.
Oh, my God.
So what does it mean for us millennials that get to come here that have been supporting you for so long?
Ooh, you're going to get a little bit of the full discography tonight. I like to play a bit of everything, although tonight's a shorter set, so I had to kind of omit a few more things. But this record has kind of been about touching on the full journey of, like, the Lights lifespan, I guess. And it does nod to a lot of older music in it. I go back to some of the older sounds. It's kind of nostalgic in a lot of ways. And that's what makes it feel really heartfelt. So it's kind of my nod to, like, hey, if you've been with me from the beginning, you'll really appreciate this.
So a shorter set, so... Greatest hits, what are we going to expect here before we eventually bring on here the Killers tonight?
Actually, the set tonight has been specifically curated to feel like A6. So you're going to get some new stuff, but you're also going to get selections of previous albums that fit the bill, that sort of fit the vibe of A6, and that's what's been really fun. So a lot of the sonic references of A6 will go back to, like, my Little Machines album, for example. You're going to hear some stuff from Little Machines, even something that I don't normally play, but the vibes are amazing. So it's kind of cool if somebody here has been a fan for a long time, they'll appreciate some of the deep cuts. And if it's people who haven't heard, they'll feel the set vibe.
Can't wait. 6:45 tonight, Halifax Music Fest. Welcome back to Halifax, Lights.
Great to be back. Time to get a drink at Dirty Nelly.
Yeehaw. Or maybe some of this Grey Goose here.
Yeah, right, exactly. Keep it Canadian.
Keep it Canadian. Then go to Dirty Nelly's after.
That's right.
Thanks.